Okay, when we last left off, I was going on and on and on about my little vegan rant and why I'm still on the fence about going vegan. But since that time, child, I haven't changed my mind. And also, I was scrolling through social media the other day, and this girl, you know, there's people out there that eat flowers, y'all, and they eat them for kind of different purposes. Some of them eat it, hell, I'm just going to be honest with you. The girl said that she likes to lucid dream. And some of these plants, when she eat them up, you know what I'm saying? Like, it caused her to lucid dream. Not only that, she had took a picture of marijuana. She was about to roll up some weed. And she showed it before she rolled it up that it was crushed weed. And then she put pretty little blue, purple flowers in the middle of the shit. Not only do she eat it, she smoke it. I was like, y'all gonna tell me. All these pretty ass flowers is out here. Not only are people chopping, not only plants, but flowers. People is chopping them up to fucking eat them. And you gonna tell me y'all ain't murderers too? Just cause the thing ain't bleeding? Oh, it bleeds all right. Oh, it bleeds, okay? And when you cut it in that little white stuff, a little white thing you think is water, that's blood. That's right. Plant murderer. Shit. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Moving forward though. All right, so. The news is mad boring. I'm so done with this year. I think everybody's done with this year. I don't know why we rushing into next year. You know, like, are we really still believing that once the ball drops, if the ball drops anywhere, whatever, the calendar, the date change on the calendar, everything's going back to normal, you fucking bugging. Like, nothing's going to just adjust, right? We're just going to just slide into the new year with some bullshit, with some, I don't know. But I was looking through the news, hoping something would just catch my attention, and Terrence Howard ended up being in the news. Terrence Howard is in the news because he is wanting to sue Empire for what I understand is a logo that they've been using the entire time, claiming that this image that they used of him, not the we're talking about the logo, we're talking about that gold emblem. It's a circle with him in gold. It's like an emblem of him in gold. And he looked like he's singing, or his head is pointed up, or whatever. He's claiming that the creators, or whatever, Empire, had taken that image from Hustle and Flow. Okay? And that the original image, supposedly he was facing to the right. What they did was make it face to the left. And then also, like, you know, obviously they changed the image up a little, made it gold. So it's not exactly the same, but at the same time, he's arguing that, yo, Terrence, I'm done. Let me tell you, child, listen, I'm going to tell you what's wrong with your boy Terrence Howard right now, okay? Ain't nothing wrong with your nigga, but simply this. He broke. Terrence Howard is broke. Terrence Howard's broke, okay? Jussie done fucked up the last good check this nigga had, okay? Personally, I think Empire was on its way out the door. I probably hadn't watched Empire probably past the season 2. I think they probably made it to season 6 or 7. Do not quote me. But we all know that everything got shut down after Jussie pulled that bullshit. Okay? And Black History Month ain't been the same ever since. I mean, hell, Black History Month was already going downhill. But ever since then, you know. And as far as I'm concerned, Jussie Smollett is the white devil. Okay? And I said a long time ago that us as black people should just disown Jussie at this point. You know, and I would like to trade. I would like to trade with the whites in exchange for Jussie. And I said that in exchange for Jussie, we would take MGK. You know what I'm saying? Just give us Machine Gun Kelly because his daughter is biracial and he fits the bill. Like, we'll take that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's good. And y'all keep Jussie white ass since he want to be fake black. You know what I'm saying? Trying to act like he really go through black struggles, okay? But, yeah, that's what's really happening. So, in order to understand what's going on with Terrence, you got to go back to Jussie. Lord, if you go back to my podcast to the time that this thing was going on with Smollett, you know that I was roasting this nigga every fucking day. Now, boy, did he piss me off, okay? But with Jussie messing up this check, Terrence was pissed off. I know that most of us remember that when all this was going down, the entire cast was not talking to him at one point. In the beginning, they all was just not talking to him. Once it came out that the Olsen-Dara brothers were saying that they were paid, blah, 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 Jussie was selling ecstasy, all this other shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, they said, you know, I'm done. But one thing that was rumored was that Terrence was running around here on the set pissed off at Jussie. If Jussie came on the set, like, he was like, I'm not working with him, cursed the boy out and everything. There was all kind of scenes on the set. And then when they were asking, though, and they were asking Lee Daniels, and they was asking Taraji and all of them, you know, what's the tea? Is it true? Like, are they arguing on the set? Everybody was saying no. So they finally got to Terrence. They said, listen, Terrence, it's already bad. It's already bad for Jesse. It's looking bad for the show. We can't hardly take. We got to rewrite this the whole season towards the end. You know what I'm saying? The least we can do as a family. They didn't just talk to Terrence. I'm sure they talked to them. Go into damage control and as a family just try to support them. That's when the whole cast, well, most of the cast, Taraji tried to come out and say she still support him. I mean, I think we seen earlier this year in the summer, her and Jesse was seen hiking somewhere. Yeah, nigga, take a hike. Take your ass on walking somewhere else. That way. Go that way, bitch. Shabby, Taraji's even fucking with you. But he was already cutting into Jesse. Now, when I thought about why would Terrence be cutting into Jesse, the only thing that can make sense to me is your money. Okay? And nobody, you see, to understand why, what Terrence Howard is going through financially, you got to file this back even before Jesse. You got to go file this shit back to Marvel's Iron Man when he was working on Iron Man 1. And it was Robert Downey Jr. there. And this nigga Terrence Howard fucked up his contract. This was a big deal. I mean, come on. It's one thing to be an actor and get on a show. Because he's lucky Empire even blew up the way it did. And that's a steady fucking paycheck. You know what I'm saying? Those actors are getting a steady fucking paycheck. This nigga Terrence Howard over the years have so much domestic problem. So much between beating on his women. And he like white women a lot. Between beating on his women. Having some kind of drunk, you know, allegations and all these things and issues and child support. He got all kind of financial problems, okay? But with Robert Downey Jr., he fucked up that check because I think I remember, if I remember correctly, and I'm going to pull up an article because this happened so many years ago. After Iron Man 1 was taped, or before Iron Man 1 was taped, they was looking for who was going to play Iron Man. They did not pick Robert Downey Jr. yet. Let Terrence Howard tell the story. He's going to tell you that he is the one that had suggested to the writers, directors, and everybody like at some big top big wig, you know, table meeting, okay, that he had suggested to them that why don't they look into Robert Downey Jr., that Robert Downey Jr. was his boy, he's a really good actor, and he just feels that Robert Downey Jr. could do the job, okay? Now, let him tell it. If it wasn't for him saying that, Robert Downey Jr. would have never fucking had no fucking role, okay? Now, this became a big deal. And he ended up demanding more money because he ended up seeing how much money Robert Downey Jr. made. And he said, wait a minute, how y'all gonna let this nigga Robert make all this fucking money when at the end of the day, Robert, you wouldn't have this position if it wasn't for me. So he went talking to Robert like, Robert, could you put in a good word for me? You know what I'm saying? So that like Iron Man 2 and all this other stuff, I could renegotiate my contract. Like the same way I pretty much put in a good word for you, could you do that for me, so to speak? Which Robert was like, that's not how I remember it going down, bro. Like, I don't remember it. Like, when they called me, they said, oh, Terrence was telling us to call you. Because that's not how he got the message. He just got the message through his agent. Like, do you want to audition? There's a role for Iron Man. And as far as he's concerned, he got the role fair and square based off his talent. Wouldn't have mattered if you recommended me or not, nigga. You know what I'm saying? But I would have got the role regardless based off of me, who I am. So they got at odds for that. Now, Terrence want to get cocky because he's very, it's rumored already. He's hard to work with. He said himself he's difficult to work with. Okay. He got hot and tempered. He got very, I guess you could say, big-headed. And started demanding money. Too much money. Like, if y'all don't give me this much, then y'all not going to get me for Iron Man 2 and all this other stuff. So it's either pay me this, but y'all paying Robert. Because I'm the one that hooked Robert up with the spot anyway, or y'all ain't going to get me at all for Iron Man 2. Marvel and them said, all right, well, deuces, nigga, fuck you. And they replaced him with Don Cheadle, okay? And he fucked that package up. And when he realized what happened, when he realized that his bluff didn't work, that at the time he might have been somebody, like, you know, you on your, whatever, your history of work, in the industry, you somebody, you did something, you know what I'm saying? But as far as being the type in their eyes to be worth all that much money, oh, nah, once he realized that his little shit didn't work, he got pissed off because he realized that Marvel, that Iron Man thing was a big deal. He could have made a whole lot of fucking money. He see Don Cheadle in his place. He see Robert Downey Jr. there. He feels he put Robert there. This nigga lost his mind. And for years after that was screaming, Robert Downey Jr. robbed me. Robert Downey Jr. This is what he was screaming. The man is not right in his head. And money been fucked up. And you know what happened? The money was fucked up from that time until Empire. Then his money got right again. For a while, for years. Until Jesse. Okay. This shit wasn't even a at least, oh no, I was only at one job where we knew that we was getting ready to close down or that location was going to shut down. And we only had 55 days notice, or maybe 60. So some people get notice and some people don't. It's not like they said in advance at the end of season 6 or whatever, oh, next season will be the last season, so everybody prepare. Start stacking your money, you know, look for other roles, you'll be more available now, blah, blah, blah. Nobody told them that. This show ended with some abrupt shit. They was pretty much going, basically doing it on a touch and go basis. You know what I'm saying? Like every week, depending on what the fuck was going on with Jesse, especially in the city of Chicago where they filmed that. You know what I mean? Like every, depending on what was going to go on with this shit. And then your shit just got pulled. That's it. Now you want to sue them? So let me read. I just want to read. Because I said I got to read this. I know all this shit got to do with money. One thing about Terrence Howard, when I look at him, I don't know. Like, when I was younger, I was more into light skin, I guess, with curly hair. But I think I was conditioned to kind of like that. Maybe brown skin, too. But, you know, like, you get older, your preferences change. Robert Downey, excuse me. Terrence Howard was never really that attractive. The last time I found Terrence Howard attractive in anything I watched, I swear, was a Jackson 5 American Dream. Because he was in a Jackson 5 American Dream. He was one of the brothers. I can't remember which one he was. But, like, he was cute. He was younger. He was actually looking fresher then. You know what I'm saying? Like, in his prime. I look at Robert Downey Jr. I look at fucking Terrence Howard now. He always reminds me. He just always looks. He always got this alcoholic look to him. Don't care how light skin he is. Don't care if he's in shape. Even when he was playing Lucius with the suit on, that's not who he is. Like, whoever his character was, a hustler floor, but he was walking around with the wife beaters, and that's who Terrence. I feel like if he didn't make it in life, that's who Terrence would have been. Terrence would have been a nigga walking around the hood with the wife beater on every motherfucking day, pimping bitches, like dead ass. Like he's not the type of light skinned guy. He's like the sleazy light skinned guy that you wouldn't. I don't give a fuck how light his eyes is. If you're one of them bitches that go crazy for like light eyes, because I know some people have like eye fetishes, hair fetish, blah, blah, blah. Or like, you know, I want a guy that's mixed, whatever. Child, that bum nigga Terrence will get you. Because look at him. His eyes are nice, but I look at Terrence like, and he just got out whoop your ass written all over him. Like he just look like that nigga have one too many to drink and you just ask him one thing like, Terrence, have you seen the remote? Shut the fuck up, bitch. You see, I'm in here watching the game. Like, just start wilding on your ass. Start slapping you the fuck down. Like, chill. I just, and guess what? It's been proven that he is a nut. And they're gonna run upside every bitch head he ever been with. Child, anyway. Terrence, your money fucked up. So now he's acting up. I see. Okay. Let me see. I gotta get down. Terrence Howard sues 20th Century Fox, pimped Empire with my hustle and flow. So it says Terrence Howard claims he's getting hustled because 20th Century Fox is using his likeness from Hustle and Flow to promote Empire. So now he's suing the studio. First of all, bitch, you've been working on this show how long? You just now realizing this? Now, I did read somewhere in the article that it said that when they were finalizing everything for Amazon, I told you he was so motherfucking broke, the nigga just needed a job. I don't give a fuck what nobody says. Where do I sign? When do I start? The nigga was doing shit so fast. But he did say at one point when he saw the logo, he was like, oh, it's him. Right? Because I think he just loved the whole fact that Lucius Lyon, he's the main character. You know what I'm saying? He's pimping shit. He's got bitches here or there. Whatever the situation is, he got an empire. You know, he probably loved the whole storyline. They better say, and we're going to use your face. They had to show you your face. Which he said when he saw it, he was like, oh, snap. Where'd y'all get that from? Because at that time, there was no photo shoot done. There had been no images taken yet to promote said, quote-unquote, the show. So where did they get it from? And I think he said he never really got a clear answer. But at the same time, this was not something that was necessarily nagging this guy or bothering him all the years that he was there. I just find it ironic or amazing to me how it just seems like... Between, well, I guess it was last year, yeah, last year and this year, after now your money got messed up, your finances done changed drastically. You might get work here or there, but you definitely not getting work. And with COVID, you think you, if you are financially messed up, you know, some of these celebrities, yeah, they got money in the bank, but they got to keep income coming in. If you got a mansion, it costs money to keep up that mansion. You still got to pay for your help. You still got to pay for your security. You know what I'm saying? Some of them got lavish. You seen Dr. Dre's wife. I don't know what she was spending, $19,000 on entertainment or something like that, or something more than that. You know, some of them got expenses they got to keep up with. So they're not working the way they would like to. So this nigga probably said, what can I do for some money? I'm gonna see who I can sue, and finally decide he could sue Empire, because I can't understand why you're doing this now. So anyway, it says this is not the one I wanted to read. Going back here, yeah, it says Terrence, who played Lucius Lyon on all 6 seasons of Empire, just filed a lawsuit claiming 20th Century Fox gave him the runaround when asked how it came up with the Empire logo, since he never sat down for a photo shoot. In the docs obtained by TMZ, Terrence says he ultimately determined the image was taken from Hustle and Flow scene where It's Howd Out Here for a Pimp is being recorded in the studio. According to the docs, Terrence says the still frame was selected reversed. So instead of the face looking left, they made the face look left, not right. Or the face was looking left instead of right. And subjected to CGI that simply distilled the cinematographer's skill, capture of the head and vibrant light and shadow to make the Empire logo. Terrence is upset. Listen to this part. Terrence is upset because he says he would have gotten paid by Paramount, the studio behind the Hustle and Flow, if 20th Century Fox had gotten a proper license to use his image from the movie. So he's suing for damages and wants an accounting of all the Empire merch. He wants accounting for all the Empire merch using the logo. We've reached back to 20th Century Fox for comment, and so far, no word. Okay, so as far as I'm concerned, this nigga's going to back over every dollar. It's kind of like when you start looking to see if you got shit you could sell. But the nigga probably done sold shit already. Maybe he done ran out of all the different shit he wants. I don't know. Because now I just feel like he's just going back to the drawing board. If this is something that you could have did, he could have did that legally and still had a space on the show. They couldn't have retaliated on him and said, we don't want you on the show no more. But they could have tried, but, you know, it just wouldn't look good for their case. You know what I mean? If you're just using the logo and you want to use it, just do the right thing by me. Why you ain't in sticks then, your child? 7 years later, now you want to... Now when your money all fucked up, Terrence, I don't know. Need to stop tricking on these bitches. Let me see. Okay. See if I can find a... Okay, so it says, let's talk about this Iron Man 2 thing. It says, so when it came time for Iron Man 2, the creative team at Marvel wanted to cut way back on Howard's character. So they were going to cut him out of the scenes. And that's when things started to get financial. According to Howard, he had a 3-film contract with Marvel, okay? And they were supposed to pay him $8 million for the sequel. But thanks to the behind-the-scenes drama, the studio supposedly offered him a measly $1 million instead, far less than what he had made the first film. Some claim Howard had no clue that Marvel was angry about his behavior. Now, this behavior, remember, has to go back to Robert Downey Jr., and he described the studio's move as a surprise of a lifetime. Needless to say, Howard had no intention of starring in a blockbuster for chump change. So when the studio lowballed him, Howard's time as Rodney came to an end. Then it said, with Terrence Howard gone, Marvel knew immediately who they wanted to don the machine more armor, according to Rolling Stone. The day after Marvel and Howard fell out, the studio was on the phone with Don Cheadle. Okay, so they picked him. He had Whole Hotel Rwanda and some other things under his belt. Now, I know there was something else. Let's go up to here. Robert Downey Jr. Ain't this a bitch? I felt sorry for this guy. Why he was upset is because he messed up a contract where he could have got, they knocked him down to 8 after he started talking all that shit. Don't make no sense. It says, according to the New York Post, insiders have described Howard as a hothead and someone who has to be in control of everything all the time. It doesn't help that Howard has a history of assault accusations. Okay, they said, of course, Marvel isn't always the most cooperative movie studio either. And then it gave like a brief history of people who they had. But yeah, the man has a history of being difficult to work with. Yeah, so that's it. Now it says, what happened? There's a question here. What happened between Robert Downey and Terrence Howard? It says, Terrence Howard ended his feud with Robert Downey Jr. because he says life is too short. So eventually he did supposedly say it on air in 2017 or on record that he was over it. But it said the 48-year-old actor previously blamed the Iron Man star for pushing him out of the money spinning Marvel franchise in 2013. But the truth of the matter is, you're blaming somebody else for your actions. It could have never been Robert that did that to you, even though there is rumors or there was a story where he said it himself. I asked Robert, he said, I'm the one that told them to call Robert. And Robert get the position, and he get the main role, and he get the contract. I called him back for the favor to be like, I'm in trouble with them. Could you just put in a good word for me so everything could be smoothed out? Which Robert didn't look at it that way. It's not like he didn't like Terrence, but he didn't even understand, like, you helped me out at all. So from him to even owe him a favor, this became a problem. Now, instead of saying because of my bullshit-ass, hot-headed attitude and aggressive ways that I've always had because I'm the, I don't know, the... the sleazy light-skinned guy on the level of all light skins. He just is. You know what I mean? The point is, at the end of the day, because of my actions, instead of taking accountability for what he did, he's going to go try to blame somebody else. Money problems, Terrence. That's what's going on. Now you're going to sit there and go yell at people. But if it was that serious, you should have just did it from the beginning. That's just my personal opinion. So, yeah, that's all I got to say. And he better just keep looking for work. I mean, I ain't trying to be funny, but... a brief history of how Terrence Howard explaining how he got screwed. I mean, this man went on a tirade for a long time. Original War Machine star Terrence Howard blames Robert Downey Jr. How could a Robert Downey Jr. He wasn't even nowhere near around, nigga, when you was doing the negotiations. That was your black ass wanting to take shit upon yourself. $8 million. And I think the $8 million, though, was what he was getting. Yeah, eight. So yeah, you fucked that up. You fucked that package up. And then it took you how many years until Empire decided to come on? Shit, nigga, I'd have been. Then you had to wait like 2 years. Because I think that was 2013. Empire didn't come on until what? No, maybe a year and a half or two. You know what I mean? But you still should have had like Empire under your belt as a show. You should have done Marvel. Marvel would have probably opened more doors. You think it was kicking itself. It ain't nobody else's fault but yours. Shit, that's it. Oh, boy, I'm tired of Terrence. Terrence, you ain't look good. And I'm trying to think of another movie. I'm trying to think like, oh, if he was looking good in Best Man. Nah, even in the Best Man, he was just, and then the thing is, I feel like he plays the characters that he can most relate to. The sleazy fucking light-skinned guy. The fucking guy who's like light-skinned and with the curly hair so in the light eyes. So yeah, he's attractive, but at the same time, he doesn't even try to be the best man he could be. And I know the best man was about being the best man, but still, he doesn't. Nigga was in the movie just running around here trying to get drunk or sleep with every damn thing. He's a sleaze. That's all I'm saying at the end of the day. That's all I got for Terrence. Oh, what else? Oh. You know who was making me cringe the other day? Tory Lanez. I didn't even listen to everything he was saying. I tried to. The problem that I have with Tory is he talking too. You know, I have this thing. I have a spirit of discernment. Some people, they talk too much. When they lying, they talking too much. And everything he was saying in this video, his live, it's like he was just using so many words more than he was explaining anything. You know what I mean? And he keeps on saying. At one point, he even said, he's like, well, nobody. She talking about people saying she got shot, but nobody ever claimed she got shot. And I'm like, she said she got shot. She dead ass went on live and told everybody that she was shot. Not only did she say she was shot, she said she was shot by your ass. You know what I mean? Not only did she say she was shot by your ass, she even tried to describe how it happened as in she was walking away from the car. Like, she was getting up, she was up, getting out the car and then going this way. Now I done seen headlines, his bodyguard is, has his variation of what happened. And listen, as far as I'm concerned, if I was Tory or I was Megan, y'all gotta cut the ties and just go this way and that way for now. Because this ain't no different. It's a little different because, obviously, it's different people, different times, and guns was involved with different situations. But this takes me back to when it was that J-Lo, Shine, and Puffy situation in that club. Okay, and the girl had got shot in the face or a bullet grazer in the nose. And anyway, somebody else had potentially got hurt, I think, as well. And they need somebody to be accountable. And all of this was falling mostly on Puffy because at the time it was his entourage, Shine. And also, it fell on J-Lo because Puffy was her man. Now, what happened after that? Their relationship severed, like, right there. I think by the time she went home, they said she was crying, devastated. She couldn't even handle being in motherfucking questioned or whatever. But she cared about him. She loved him. But that's one person she dropped like a bad habit. J-Lo was triple threat at the time. She was coming up. She was doing a lot. You know what I mean? She wasn't just Jenny from the block or Fly Girl anymore on In Living Color. She was actually like coming out making a name for herself, and they told her, you know how camp they gonna tell you because they invested in you. Got contract, you got managers, you got all kind of people, just publicists, everybody's talking to you, and they're gonna tell you this is not a good look right now. We don't even know what road is gonna happen for Puff. We know Shine already going to jail. Like, you don't want to be associated with this sabotage, and that's what she did. You know, that was not the age of social media. We could have went live, but I'm sure if there was a live, Puffy wouldn't have went on live talking about it. And I don't think J-Lo would have went on live talking about it. You know, Shine, if he ever talked about it years later or on and off pieces here and there, but it's just doing too much. Megan is working again, though. She just dropped a song. I was happy to see that because this nigga dropped the whole LP. That's why I mean that he's talking too much. Oh, I seen another article headline said, Megan said that Tory is crazy now. She's officially convinced that he's crazy and out his damn mind. That's what I got from the thing. All right, I won't say all that. That's a little harsh that he's crazy out his damn mind. But I did get from it that he was rambling. And at this point, I don't know, grasping at straws to save face. I don't know what's going to happen with all this. I couldn't say if a nigga's going to jail or not. I just feel like we don't want to hear no more about it. He said she didn't get... There was no pictures of injuries, or supposedly there was no tendons. Listen, I don't know about any of this shit. I don't give a fuck. Tory, stop talking. Megan, stop talking. You know what I'm saying? Like, just leave us alone. Yeah. And on that note, I think that's it, y'all. It's about 6:36 in the morning. I'm about to just chill out for a little bit. I might come back on a talk since it's been a few days. And then I might not. I might just see y'all again a little later. But regardless of whatever, love y'all. Stay safe, stay sucker free, and I'll see you all next time here on Chapel's Corner. Mwah.